today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about characteristics of a Muslim wife.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me.
Today, Thursday, is the 19th of Jamadil Thani, 1444, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of the month of Day, 1401, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of January, 2023, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. It's nice to listen to verse 13 of chapter Al-Hujurat from the Holy Quran and bless this moment.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Ya ayyuhan nas inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha waj'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum 'indallahi atqakum. Inna Allah alimun khabir.
O mankind, indeed we have created you from male and female, and made you peoples and tribes that you may know one another. Indeed, the most noble of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. Indeed, Allah is knowing and acquainted.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Islamic faith rejects all racial, political, ethnological, tribal, geographical, economic, intellectual, cultural, social, and military segregations and places fear of Allah as the standard for distinction between virtues and vice. It's worthy of note that numerous Quranic verses deal with factors leading believing community to perils and forbids people from the same. The blessed verse, verse 13 of chapter Al-Hujurat in question, addresses the members of the human society and thus expresses the most significant principle, guaranteeing discipline and stability and the true standard of human values against false values.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا
Today and in this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we get familiar more about characteristics of a Muslim wife. Nikah is one of the strongest pillars of a Muslim's life, as nikah comprises half of our deen, our iman in this world. Your spouses are half of your deen, so it becomes very important to be cautious while choosing the right partner. This is why many people take longer time to reach the final choice, so that they have to bear minimum risk. A good wife is like a blessing, just like a bad wife is equal to hell. Today, people pay a lot of undue importance on features and beauty, as those materialistic attributes are most important for them. Unfortunately, most of the times, people fail to see the good in character and rejects a person because of his or her poor wealth and beauty. One should seek a wife who is known to be of good character. The one who has been raised in Islamic atmosphere will make your home a Jannah, like a paradise, with her principles and morals.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear and sisters around the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to this show. This is Ali, and inshallah I will be with you with the topic that we are going to pause and discuss. That is the characteristics of a Muslim lady, a Muslim woman. In this show, we try to mention some of the characteristics of that noble lady. Lady Fatima Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was a model for all the humanity, men and women. The next trait and feature of this great lady of Islam was her unreserved service to family and husband. Unreserved service during the 9 years that Fatima Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in the house of Imam Ali Alayhi Salam, having four children except for the years when a servant was appointed for her, she did all the tasks at home by herself. In addition to taking care of her children, Fatima sallallahu alaihi drew water from the well and milled barley, and she never expressed her tiredness, never blamed her husband for doing such things, and never shirked from the burden of responsibility. The next trait and characteristic of this great lady of Islam was that she was the mine of veil and modesty. Fatima sallallahu alaihi did not only protect her modesty in worldly matters, but even after her death, she was never willing to put her body wrapped in a shroud in front of the public. That is, even in the afterlife, that we all human beings are going to pass this life, this world. There is only a shroud in front, wrapped around us. So, until these two things were not guaranteed for her, death was not pleasant for her. So, right after that, she heard that there is a way to hide her body, even in shroud, by a coffin. She felt that now she is ready to live.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
we are with today's special, and in this part, most important characteristics to look for a Muslim wife. One of them, a practicing Muslim. As a Muslim man, we are giving some instructions while choosing a Muslim partner. A woman has to be pious, religious, and good-fearing. As a Muslim man, we are given some instructions while choosing a Muslim partner. A woman has to be pious, religious, and God-fearing, and this is the most important characteristic to look for in your future wife. Whether she's beautiful, coming from a wealthy family, that is an extra point. The main thing is to be religious. By practicing, one doesn't mean that she's just wearing a proper hijab. A lot of brothers misunderstand this point. Some Muslim sisters are hijabi, but don't pray on time. They don't observe their fast. They don't possess a religious character. So you have to look at in a holistic way as to who is practicing Islam in a true way and who isn't.
Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa 'allamul ghuyub fi shuruqi wa fil ghurubi nuruhu yahdi al-'asa Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa 'allamul ghuyub fi shuruqi عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
In this part of today's special, we're going to look at common rights and responsibilities of a Muslim wife. The duty of a wife is to submit herself before her husband, okay? In absence of her husband, the duties of the wife include the protection of his rights, status, wealth, and respect. Should be his closest confidant. She must not let anyone inside the house without his permission in his absence, for doing so would lead to a lot of misunderstandings, which would have drastic repercussions on the sacred contract of marriage. The Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him and his pure progeny, is also reported to have said, "A wife who gives her husband water to drink attains a reward, a 1 year of worship, a year whose nights were passed in prayers and days in fasting, in exchange of one drop of water which she provides for her husband, one city is built in paradise for her, and sins of 60 years are forgiven." Imam Muhammad al-Baghir, peace be upon him, said, "The jihad of women is to be patient while facing the difficulties of life with their husbands."
Now these days, you'll find some sisters, some women saying, "Well, you know, in Islam, I'm not obligated to do house chores." And that's true. It's not a religious obligation. Islam is very clear that a wife, she's not required to do house chores. And some women say, "Since I'm not required, I'm not going to do it." This is wrong. This kind of thinking is wrong. This is your own house. It's your own marriage. The more you contribute, the more you make your marriage a richer experience in life. Yes, it's not your religious obligation. That's true. But out of your own goodness, to show your love and compassion, you should contribute as much as you can. The more you contribute, the more you will benefit. The more your children will benefit. And so we see that this is an issue in society. An issue in our marriages where you have selfish spouses. All they care about themselves. You know, there are some brothers that have so high expectations and they always expect their wives, you know, to be presentable to them, to decorate themselves, to be always there for them. And they forget about themselves. You know, he always wants his wife to be beautiful and slim when he has a belly this big and he's not taking care of himself. You also take care of yourself. Not just, you know, your wife, you expect her to take care of herself.
That is an important a topic to discuss. So inshallah, we follow and learn more about it. So we meet you soon. Have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? They told me there is nothing. Who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, 'cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, 'cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.